this afternoon. You're listening to the Todd the Borowit Show, Real Estate Radio and Sound Broadcast Network, AM 1260 The Answer. I'm your host, Todd the Borowit, and this segment is brought to you by Topaz Mortgage, our preferred partner for all your mortgage needs. Well, you're in for a special treat because we have Robert Levinson. He's an Esquire attorney. He's with Black Acre 1031 Exchange Services. And I just found out today that your nickname is Bobby Lev.
Bobby Lev, that's me. Thanks for having me on.
Your friends call you.
Indeed, so.
Where did that name come from?
Oh, a long, long time ago, I think.
It's so smooth. Why don't you just change your name?
I may do that. You know, I was starting to do this 1031 exchange stuff, and it's my favorite section of the tax code, but it seemed like it was a lot of gravitas, very important, handling people's money, helping them. And I used to go by Bobby or Bobby Lev, and I thought, well, I really should change it to Robert, you know, so that it'll be... But it was all right. But Bobby Love sounds great.
So what came first, the 1031 tax code of the love for it, or was it becoming an attorney?
Before that, my dad paid for 4 kids' college education with real estate investments, and I was the family member who got bit with the real estate bug. So... I was finishing up law school and said, oh, I got to get a job, I guess. So I went and talked to a 1031 company, and they brought me on board to set up their K Street office. And I did that for a year or so. Then I set up Black Acre 1031.
But before that, let's talk about your first job out of law school. You were very creative how you got that.
So, yeah, I wanted to get a job doing the 1031. It seemed like a good thing for me. It was a good match for me. And I wrote letters to a couple of national 1031 exchange companies, and it was very quaint. I was very naive. It was like, dear sir, I'm finishing up law school, and if you'd like to have me represent you as an attorney and help you with 1031s here in the area of the District of Columbia, I'd be happy to work with you. Well, I had no idea they were Fortune 1000 companies, and I ended up meeting the national marketing vice president on the floor of the real estate annual convention, the Realtors annual convention, and he ended up hiring. They created a position for me, and it was great.
Now, you talk about it being such a big industry, but not a lot of people know what the 1031 exchange is.
No, it's kind of a little niche that's not that many. There's 1,000 realtors, there's 1,000 settlement attorneys, and there's just not that many 1031 guys. So on the one hand, it is big in some ways, in other ways, you know, not so big. So there's not so many of us active out there.
But I guess the way I could explain it, because you're very technical, is a 1031 exchange. I'm going to use an analogy that a lot of people have. You know, you have a 401k. And the 401k, if you touch it or you pull money from it, you get the money, you have to pay taxes on it, and you get penalized, period. So what happens is these companies say, we do what's called self-IRA. You can transfer your money into a self-IRA. You can buy real estate. You can do all this stuff. But if you mismanage it the slightest bit, and the IRS comes in and you mismanage it the slightest bit, you will be taxed for everything backdating all the way. So people hire these specific companies to do the self-IRA, manage the bills, the real estate, everything. Now, explain that your point of view. The parallel is that a 1031 exchange, you buy a property, you have profit, you sell it, you buy another property, and you have to do it with all these rules within a time. And you would think you can just go to your accountant or your certified financial planner and say, oh, I sold this property, do your tax thing and save me money. But that's not how it works. They have to go to an expert like you.
Right. It's an opportunity to legally avoid or defer the taxes. When it's a rollover rule. So you roll over and you have to buy a new property within that's a rental within 45 days. You have to identify it within 45 days and close on it within 180 days of the property that you sold, and you can legally avoid or defer taxes.
But there's got to be people that come to you when it's too late.
Yeah, I get a call at least once a month of someone saying that they already sold and can they do a 1031 now. You have to put the 1031 exchange in place at or before settlement.
And can they go to their accountant or their certified financial planner, or they all go to you?
And so one of the things I don't do is I don't give legal or tax advice. So the taxpayer is not allowed to have actual or constructive receipt of the funds, and it has to be in place at or before settlement. And you can't go to your accountant. You can't go to your attorney. You can't go to your real estate agent. So it's just a third party. I have a customer, essentially a customer relationship, and can't give them legal or tax advice. What we do, we call it professional services, and I just have to stop a little earlier. I can issue spot. I can identify something, and I leave it to them to make the business decision.
And you say, and the amount of money you save, give me two scenarios of someone that doesn't do a 1031 tax exchange to someone that does.
Well, if someone sells a property for $300,000, then they are going to make $100,000, they can legally avoid or defer $30,000 in taxes easily. People avoid, you know, millions sometimes, save a lot by rolling it over if they're going to continue being real estate investors. Some people would be like, I don't really want to buy any other property. I'm kind of tired of this, but, you know, God bless America, and I'd rather do a rollover or do a 1031 exchange than pay Uncle Sam, you know, $300,000 in taxes.
Now, being that we're not a CPA or financial advisors, neither one of us, always consult with your tax accountant or your certified financial advisor. But when someone buys a house, if you're married, don't you get the first $500,000 and then $250,000 if you're single? But so you're talking 1031 exchange over that?
No. This is for properties that are held as rentals, held for investment, either non-owner occupied residential, so it's a rental, or if you own a business and you use that for business purposes, if you own a restaurant and you own the real estate, if you own an office condo where you have your business. So it's held for productive use in a trade or business or for investment.
Oh. So if I have let's say I have multiple rental properties,
mm-hmm.
and I want to move out to Hawaii. So what I just need to do is sell all my properties, buy the property in Hawaii, rent it out for 2-3 years, and then move into it?
Absolutely. So people use it to move their equity if they're moving to a new location instead of, it's a continuation of the same investment is the way Uncle Sam looks at it. And you can do a rollover and sell a couple of properties and buy a bigger one. Sometimes people sell a bigger one and buy 2 or 3 smaller ones, whether for estate planning purposes or just based on looking around and what's best in the market for them.
Wonderful. Well, by the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me Robert Levinson Esquire with Black Acre 1031 Exchange Services, a.k.a. we like to call him Bobby Lev. And I'm your host, Todd LeBorowit, and you're listening to Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. Now, let's talk about these scenarios and cases that are very creative, like the one we just talked about. Like, what other things do you see that's out there on the streets?
Well, you know, people can achieve their dreams and goals with a 1031 exchange because they can buy a new property that's not as heavily leveraged because they're getting an extra $150,000 to put down on their new property. Other scenarios for estate planning, to sell one big property and then to have it ready for the kids so they don't fight over it, or it makes it easy for estate planning purposes to buy 3 or 4 so that they know where it's going to go. And it's more liquid maybe if you have 3 houses or 4 houses that are rentals. Also, you can move your equity with you. If people are retiring down to North Carolina or Florida, they don't have to pay a huge hit to Uncle Sam by selling the property and then reinvesting it. But you do have to have the paperwork in place. Otherwise, that is what happens. That's what transforms a taxable sale into a tax-deferred exchange.
So if someone tries to do it themselves or uses somebody to try to do it and they create any created error, you lose hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right. Our fees are so low, less than $1,000, people can legally avoid or defer $50,000, $200,000 in taxes. It doesn't make sense for people to try to do it themselves. And it is a specialty. It's just these crazy nerd rules that don't necessarily make logical sense, but, you know, for whatever reasons, I'm a good match for it. I learned them. I've been studying them. I've been doing it and for a long time, and I'm an expert in that area. And I'm happy because I like it really a lot because it's a win-win situation.
And how safe is it having a client come to you? Is there E&O insurance, like if something happened when they got taxed? Or
there's E&O, there's bonding. It's held in a bank where under their Social Security number. So it's in a segregated, separate account. And if they want to add another level, they can have it so that only someone that they designate, not them themselves, but someone they designate will sign or the money doesn't get released, and the bank works with him on that.
Well, what I want to offer you, our listeners, is the opportunity to get in touch with Robert Levinson. He's the Esquire at Black Acres 1031 Exchange Services. Just call or text me at 301-467-8444. That number again is 301-467-8444. That is if you're looking to do a 1031 exchange, or if you are a profession that needs to refer business to him, we can kind of give us a call and we'll put you all together. Now, Robertson, I heard you're international too.
Well, yep, you can do a 1031 exchange, domestic to domestic or international to international. It's also called a like-kind exchange. And domestic property, U.S. property, is not like-kind to international property. So I've had people sell in Chennai, India, and buy in South America. I had someone else do one where they bought and sold a property they had in Hungary. Not that many of those, but mostly they're domestic, but you can do it to, you know, move your equity around, and we can help anyone.
And how do you, how many languages do you speak?
mostly just English. And there were some tricky challenges with language issues, and but we managed to overcome them. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Wonderful. Well, coming up next, we got the real estate roundtable and the news all mixed up in the one. I'm going to bring everybody back in. Coming up next. Thanks so much, Bobby Lamb.